your words and do.
Blog Talk Radio.
All back.
Wondering why they Saracens, I'm a fifth and not heritage. Africans and Americans, love my music and cherish it. All I'm making is bangers, I don't care if you airing it. See my swag that I'm carrying, it's my music I'm marrying. Thought that you could get rid of me, turn around and I'm never again. Ain't no use of me lying, ain't no use of me trying to get a real job. Put me in the booth when we sign.
Just,
I can get anything that I want because I'm competent.
Through these streets, why these other tiptoes? Out of city that I cruise through. Hey, I don't do rules. I don't need nobody's permission or approval. And Louis, you I got tunnel vision. It's just a few of you.
I skate past 8 class. Homie, why me do the fool?
I use you for a poor blizzard and stuff. Then I'm through with you. Embarrass you so bad that you won't even wish it. You would shoot.
Judge,
I can get anything that I want because I'm competent.
Shawty be digging me hard. It must be obesity keeping me staying so damn large. My entourage at the bar. Crystal be flowing with no chaser. I shine and cold as a glacier. Steady shutting down all the detailers. I make my way to the dance floor and I was mesmerized. I like you faces, thick asses, with the waist. Then she be moving them thighs. Stroking her ego. She knows that this pimping is lethal. Doing something like Knievel. She a pro and get a low with some CeeLo. So come stick around with me. In a side CD where the shirt brings the beat. We've been soaking on the final screen. I've been alive. I've seen the epitome of a true king. Some consider me a virus when I enter this game. Cause I believe in the leader without a reason. Just buzzing the moon ain't a fan. And that's what I call
competition. I can get anything that I want because I'm competition.
Live in the building, back again, once again, each and every Thursday at the 8 o'clock show, how we do on the Lush Lounge. Yo, you know, today is all about In the Streets production, DMV Stand Up, you know what I'm saying? Let me go to my callers, 301-792, where you at? What's hood?
Yo.
What's up? Where you at? Where you repping?
DMV, what's the deal?
What's the deal? So who I'm talking to?
It's in the streets right here. This Rick right here, one part streets.
And Hoots.
Wow.
What's good?
What DMV stand up. This is In the Streets Productions in the building, doing it real live. DMV stand up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can call in, ask them questions at 347-826-7722. What's good? What's good with you?
Nothing, chilling, man. We over here, you know, banging out, usual.
Banging out, knocking out beats and stuff for doing them hot tracks out there, son.
Yeah.
So how long y'all been doing production, man?
Probably about for like 6-7 years now.
6-7 years?
Yeah.
So how many artists are y'all working with in the DMV area?
As of now, probably like around 7-8. Most of it's in-house production with Chucky Thompson right now. We're working with him. So it's mostly like in-house production.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the DMV, who Chucky Thompson is?
Yeah, Chucky Thompson, well, you know, he produced all Biggie's tracks, Nas. He produced Faith Evans, Mary J. Blige. He was part of the Hitman when P. Diddy and them were famous.
Okay. All right. That's what it is, man. So how long y'all known each other?
Well, we known each other since we were like, y'all like kids, man.
Grew up together.
Yeah, like grade school, whatever. Graduated high school together.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. So, like, with y'all beats and everything, right, y'all, like, versatile with it?
Yeah, we go from anything. We reggae, pop, hip-hop.
We got, like,
R&B.
We got, like, trying to set a standard out here in D.C., man. People with real talent is, you know. Not the people out here don't got it, but, you know, we're trying to show how hard we grinding for it.
Man. So, who are the artists that you working with? You want to shout out some of their names, man?
Yeah, shout out to Lil Rap, Trife Jew, Smitty. We got Kyrie, he's a good rap. Who else? XO. They all representing DMV too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a little you know, for the radio.
So I'm saying, I mean, how does it feel being 'cause you know it's rare. I mean it's Hispanic producers out there, you know what I mean? But it's rare to see that you know what I'm saying, a versatile Hispanic producer in the DMV, 'cause you know they don't talk too much about the Hispanic, but I mean you're not classified in one thing, but you know y'all guys versatile. But how does it feel being a Hispanic producer?
It feels great. I mean it's like we grew up around hip-hop, you know, so basically when we got older, we started messing around with beats, whatever, and we didn't meet off the break, you know what I'm saying? My brother met up with him first, and they introduced him to me, my bad, but he introduced him to me, and we started, you know what I'm saying, we made a group called In the Streets, so from there.
You know what I mean? I mean, like Spanish producer, you know, it's a lot of people automatically going to think off the bat you're trying to make some reggaeton beat. Yeah. It's all good. I love the love, you know what I'm saying? I know all the reggaeton history from when it came up, you know what I'm saying? It's similar to hell, but, you know what I mean? We strictly hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to go worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide. That's the whole view.
What I'm talking about, hip-hop, international, man. They said, no, we ain't just in the DMV. We internationally known, you know what I mean? Pimpin'. So I'm saying, like, so who are the producers, the old-time producers that inspired you guys, you know what I mean?
Dr. Dre, we mess with Down South music a lot, so like Lil Jon, who else?
Timberland, man, Neptune, man, everything inspired.
Oh, yeah. Everything inspires, everything that's creative and unique, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
People that really try to go that extra edge, you know what I'm saying? That extra edge just was hot.
We think outside the box, so when you listen to our beats, it's kind of like you heard it before, but you're going to hear something different inside of it.
It definitely affects you. Yeah, every producer intertwined into one, you know.
That's what I'm talking about right there, yo. So, you know, with this hip-hop industry, man, you know what I mean? It's been a lot of changes. You know, it's the Million DJ March this weekend, you know what I mean? It's going down in D.C. The game cast outside that's, you know, listening to this. You know, Million DJ March going down. Y'all cats going to go check it out?
Yeah, we'll probably go through. We checked up on there. I wanted to go see who's going to be out there and what kind of next thing we could do out there.
Yeah, we've been checking it out for a minute, too. We're going to be out there.
So hopefully I'm going to see y'all cats out there doing y'all Thug Dizzle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, but you know, hopefully when I get these flies out, because you know what I'm saying, I'm going to shout out to Jamie, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Shout out to my man Jamie. You know who you are, homie. But
yeah, you gotta let me know about the
cookout. Trying to eat?
Yeah, oh, that cookout tomorrow, right? There's a cookout for T-Mob, you know, G-Slim or T-Mob. It's going down over there in Mount Rainier. I'm going to give y'all the information for that, though. It's a video shoot, too, and free food and other stuff. But anyway, you know what I mean? So what's your plan for the future in regards to in the streets, man?
I mean, like, what we got right now, we got a dream, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, for me right now, a dream ain't never changed, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things may have changed, a lot of sales, a lot of different types of music, but the dream ain't changed, you know what I'm saying? And we're going with that, you know what I'm saying? We're going with that in mind. The dream ain't changed, and we're going to hit people with the music that they're going to love, you know what I mean? Just basically coming from the heart with it.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm about to do this, like, street campaign, you know what I'm saying? I'm slapping in the streets on there, you know what I'm saying? So I let you know the DMV, even though they already know, but I'm going to let them know because I'm about to murder these streets with, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, Lush Radio and all them cats that I associate myself with because it's going down, you know what I mean? Nothing but promo. You
cool.
Feel me?
Yeah.
I'm saying, so who y'all think is the hottest rapper or the hottest artist right now this year, 2008?
2008?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, we got a couple views over here. We're talking about Lil Wayne and Kanye mostly, you know.
Yeah. They putting in work.
Yeah.
Not to say that, but it's like who's popular right now, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's, like, Lil Wayne is, like, killing everybody right now.
And Jeezy, man, Jeezy just rolling through them things.
Hey. You know what, though? You know, I was talking to DJ Gemini because I interviewed him yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these cats, you know, some of these artists is, like, you know, getting these cats, like, Drama got locked up and talking about, I mean, there's some dirty DJs, but at the same time, these DJs let cats eat out here in the streets, you know, that's really putting your spins on, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, Lil Wayne screaming out this, that, and the third, this, that, and the third, and Jeezy, they were screaming. But nobody knew nothing, especially Plies. All these cats that's just coming out was all mixtapes. Mixtapes made them hot. They didn't know who they was until mixtapes. Then they came out and had their own thing, you feel me?
So, yeah, I mean, you know how it is sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They rappers, you know what I'm saying? So they got to say a couple of things to stir people up or whatever, you know what I mean? There was a couple of times, you know what I'm saying, but we met a couple of rappers that wanted to get us into their, you know, allegations and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, ooh, my bad. but, you know, they're trying to start up stuff, you know what I'm saying, to make themselves a little bit more known, you know what I mean? Just to start up controversy, you know what I mean? I just think that's all controversy on the real. I think that's all controversy. They meet up with the DJs in the back, and they be like, yo, my bad about that, whatever, whatever, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? They start all this beef. All that stuff is beef to get, like, publicity, man. They be sitting there to having drinks with them cats in the back, you know what I mean? But they sit there and get the whole world riled up for that crap, man.
We already know that shit.
Yes,
they be
man.
About, you know what I'm saying? They beef about half a year, and then all of a sudden they got to come together. Like Ludacris and T.I. just made up. They just made it. I was like, what the fuck? I wouldn't expect.
Well, and Nas and Jay-Z? Come on, man.
Hey, you heard Nas' lyrics on Jay-Z songs? I'm just pretty wild.
Come on. I put Nas'
Death Jam. You know?
That's what he said.
I know, that's crazy.
They wilding out, man. They wilding out, man, for real. Yo, just like, I mean, you know, I don't know if Dame and Jay ever going to get back, but he was like, this man Jay just been going on Dame like I don't know what. And every song just like, if you think you made me, just make another one. Just like going on this cat.
You know what I'm saying?
I seen Dame in the interview with Jim Jones, man, and he's just like, you can see it in his eyes. You know, he's like, I see old people trying to act young. You can see it in his eyes. He look like an exorcist baby. You know what I'm saying? He's about to get blown. Just, ah.
Y'all crazy as hell.
It's a nigga for the room. It's a room for the niggas up in here. I'm trying to tell you. Everybody trying to hear this.
Yo, for real, like I don't understand. Like, why do we have to cut each other's throat? Well, for real, y'all know y'all over there shaking each other's hands, going out on dates with this man, chick, this, that, and the third. Y'all having fun. Stop faking, man. Come on, man.
True,
what's
true.
The next, though? Next thing. What's the next thing they going to do?
I don't know. They go, producers going to be battling, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be fighting each other.
But you don't never really see them actually like physically fight each other. They just be like rap thugging, like they be album thugging each other and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When rappers fight, they remind me of friends. You know, like I really don't think it's necessary. You know, I just look at it like it's baby stuff. You know,
it's like my mm-hmm. your flow.
Crazy, I don't know. But you know what though? You know who be making me mad though? Even though Lil Wayne, he I don't understand why everybody keep putting Lil Wayne.
Tight blue pants make me mad, and the red ones. And tight pants make me mad.
Yo, this dude, them blue pants is mad tight and they bright. Like, what's good with that though?
Mad tight. They need to do CPR on his leg. You know what I'm saying? That's a fight.
Stupid.
In the street? Yeah.
In the street?
Yeah.
You know what it is.
What I'm saying, though, man, like, this dude, like, T-Pain got that funny voice. I already don't know what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
One of my students in the class, right, he like, yo, yeah, Lil Wayne hot and stuff. I said, you know what? You need to go back to Cash Money. That man got ghostwriters. He don't write his own lyrics. Your man putting he's taking his T-Pain voice. T-Pain ain't hot no more. He ain't on nobody's joint no more because Lil Wayne done stole Lil joint.
Yeah, you're right.
Now Kanye West is taking it. So,
Kanye's on it. It's going inside the industry. Everybody's about to be sounding like motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
He was about to do it, but then he just said, nah, I went off that shit.
He said, I'm past 40. I can't do this shit.
Yeah.
Your man, Jay-Z said, yo, he said, where that T-Pain at? He said, no, I don't need T-Pain on this track.
I'm glad because he's a well-respected artist, you know? I'm glad he didn't take that T-Pain on there.
I would have turned it off if I heard his ass.
Mm. Basically.
I mean, what's the and you know who originated that? The cat that did Computer Love was the originator of that whole computer voice thing, man.
My God.
Yo, but they've been OD'ing with that funny voice thing, man. The whole year they've been using this funny voice, man.
The way I say it is just like, you know what I'm saying, it just got to get burnt out. I mean, that's just how it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's like...
It's just a trend right now, you know? It's like fashion. It's going to be in style for a while. It's going to go out, you know?
Yeah, it's like words, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, who didn't say holla, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know what I'm saying, people don't say holla all the time, you know what I'm saying? They don't say that shit all the time.
But see, the artists that are mad is the artists that ain't eating. I'm saying you got to learn how to switch up. I'm saying that's what you got to do. And that's where you got to give props to Lil Wayne.
Versatility. And that's what In the Streets brings to the table.
You got to be able to.
You heard that. Yeah.
Promo. Yo. Hey, yo, guess what I seen yesterday, son? I seen the wildest thing. I seen spinners.
Who? Who? You seen who?
Son, I seen spinners, man.
On a car?
On a truck, son.
Hold on a truck, though. Like, what you mean spinners?
Oh, I understand. They used to have back in the day.
Spinners is like a high top. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't in no more. You know?
You seen the cap jumped up?
The pep fit on your 14?
My man still got those.
On his hoopty.
He only got three, though.
Oh, that don't...
Stupid. That don't still sit in our side. But nah, man, get back to Tuesday.
So y'all cats got a MySpace page, right?
Yes.
Oh, let them know what MySpace is, man.
www.myspace.com/in the streets. It's hard to spell, so it's ENDUHSTRATZ. ENDUHSTREATZ.
Yeah, wow. Hold on, we got a caller. Hold on, we got a caller.
Who?
Put him through.
Oh, hello, who this? Where you at?
I'm in Iowa right now, this well known.
You well known? What's up, well known? How you doing?
I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if y'all play rap music on this radio station right here.
Yeah, I play rap music on here.
I'm gonna say one of my links, you know what I'm saying, on your chat room. I got the song called Lay Brown. Talk away and Shine John, you know what I'm saying? Some new shit out.
Yo, but you know you gotta holler at my peoples though. You know this all about them in the streets, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I say yo that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you out here in Howard or whatever, you know, they do production and stuff, you know. Hey, in the streets, tell them where they can check you out at again, son.
At www.myspace.com/in the streets, ENDUHSTRATZ.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to let a lot of people know, too, like, we're doing a lot of local stuff, but we with Tucky Thompson. Honestly, people don't even know what we're doing on the low key. You know what I'm saying? He getting this music to a lot of different artists, and a lot of different artists be bopping through. So just to let you know, you know what I'm saying, DMV artists or whatever artist, you from Idaho or Kansas or Mexico, you better holler at us ASAP, holler at us ASAP. This winter.
You said what now?
Hey, well, no.
Yeah.
Send that link, man.
I'm going to send y'all a comment, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to comment y'all my MySpace page, my URL.
All right,
that's what's good.
We 18, by the way, you know what I'm saying? We young as hell, you know what I'm saying? We in Iowa, you know what I'm saying? We been rapping, doing our thing for a while.
We around the same age, though. We grinding, too, though.
I feel y'all that, you know what I'm saying? My guy right here, he from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm from Raphael Lewis, but we in Iowa right now, so we really can't get along out here, you know what I'm saying? But...
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? Get at my peoples, you know what I'm saying? In the streets. Get at them. You know what I'm saying? And then share that link, and they going to link up with you, you know what I mean?
I feel y'all that. So, well, though.
Hey, mad love to you, homie.
All right, thank y'all, though, for real, though. Real talk.
All right, though. All right, we're gonna go to this, you know what I'm saying, for this little commercial, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing. We're gonna be back with my people.
What's up, DMV? You are listening to In the Streets right here on Lush Radio. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/in the streets, ENDUHSTRATZ, for some of the hottest beats in the metropolitan area. Make sure to hit up our webpage for contact information.
Yeah, in the streets.
You bet.
Yeah, man. You know time, man. This all about in the streets. Like I said, man, DMV stand up. You know what I'm saying? International people stand up. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? Latinos stand up. This how we do all day, every day. You know, each and every Thursday on the Lush Lounge. Shutting it down. Tomorrow's show is all about the truth. The truth will be revealed at 10 o'clock, talking about 9/11 and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? You can call in and check that show out. But that's only for the real thinkers, man. In the streets, man, nonstop. Support the independent entrepreneurs and independent artists and producers doing their thing out here in the DMV and international worldwide. You know how I do, man. It's rough, riggedy, raw, and uncut on here. Lushy Lush on Lush Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? In the streets, y'all got any last words to tell these up-and-coming little cats that want to do the same thing you do, man? You know,
Basically, you got to work hard, stay focused, stay on your grind, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, don't let nothing stop you. You know what I'm saying? And basically, a lot of people need to know that, you know what I mean? We ain't make it there yet, man, but we grind. It's hell. Like, it's not even funny, man. Right now, got off of work, and it's music that we do. Music to like 12, 1 o'clock
all
in the morning.
Day, man, to my eyes hurt,
you know what I mean? That's how it is. To my eyes and my ears bleed.
Yeah.
Not literally.
That was going down, dog.
You already know, though. In the street.
Yeah.
In the streets, it's in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? I got mad love for in the streets, man. It don't stop. You can't stop them. You know what I'm saying? They eat, sleeping. You know what? Music. So this is how we do, man. These cats are doing their thing. So y'all cats need to call in. Y'all need to check me. Hit that. You're going to hear this interview on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. Man, it's nothing but the realest. This how we do, man. All day DMV, man. And if y'all don't know, y'all better know that in the streets is in the building. You need them hot beats. You need that production. You need that professionalism. In the streets, got it on lock.
Already know.
That's true. That's true. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the love too, yo.
Thanks for having me.
Yo, y'all just tell them what show you on, man.
Lush Radio.
Lush Radio.
I love.
Launching out.
Shout out that MySpace. I'm going to do that drop again, but shout out that MySpace page and spell out, you know, in the streets for them, you know, because, you know, some of these cats out here, re-reads and stuff, you know, they retarded.
So, all right. www.myspace.com/in the streets, E-N-D-U-H-S-T-R-A-T-Z. Also, you can Google us at In the Streets. Just type it in. We'll pop up. We there.
Everywhere, they in your house looking at you right now. They everywhere, just like the FBI, man. In the streets.
In the streets.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna be across the street, and y'all be like far away across the street. I'm gonna be seeing y'all, and I'm gonna be like, yo, in the streets.
Like Lush.
Yo, Lush.
Yo, Lush Radio.
Y'all crazy as hell, yo, for real. I got mad respect for y'all. I hope y'all, wish y'all the best on everything. This ain't the only time. Y'all can call in whenever y'all want to. Mi casa, su casa. This how
okay.
You know what I mean? So y'all can be whatever. All right, later, man.
I love
in the streets.
In the streets.
All right, later, y'all. All right, this is how we do, man. This is another drop, you know what I'm saying? Support the independent artists, man. In the streets, man. Entrepreneurs doing their thing, man. Hot professional cats in the DMV, man. But it's not just limited to DMV. All over international, worldwide. You need them hot beats, you know what I'm saying? In the streets, got you on lock, man. Check it out one more time, man.
What's up, DMV? You are listening to Industry Rising on Lush Radio. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/industry. ENDUHSTRATZ for some of the hottest beats in the metropolitan area. Make sure to hit up our webpage for contact information.
Radio, support the independent artists, independent entrepreneurs, man. Love, peace, Annapolis. You know what I'm saying? Love, peace, and nappiness, and chicken grease. But I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Keep God first. And you know what I mean? You can do anything you put your mind to, and it only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. Holla at me later.